Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, yes sir, it's a Wednesday edition of a weekly conversation. What the heck's going on, folks? Hope you're having a blessed day. I always, it don't matter, man. I don't care. You know, something I shared, and I stand by this. Remember, anyone can praise God when times are great. It is when you are in the hurricane, if you still praise him, that shows your true faith. And what does it say in Facing the Giants? Coach is right. We'll praise God when we win, and we'll praise God when we lose. Either way, he gets the glory. And that's so many people. Man, God's so wonderful. God's so great. This is so awesome. And then when things are not going right, and they're having hard times, they're like, well, you know, my pastor lost his job, and you know, he was in the car singing, sing hallelujah to our God, glory, hallelujah. He was praising him. Don't know why. Or if I just lost my job, I'm like, okay, am I going to get evicted? How am I going to pay my rent? I mean, that's what people don't, I listened to a guy last, I was listening to tons of things like factual podcast. The average American is spending over $700 more this year a month than last year. And they say this is going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving ever. Everything, you know, there are people like, when they ask them, like, we just want to know, what is it about Biden that you like? Because they, and when they find out you're a Trump supporter, it's run off, like, what is it about Biden that you like? Dollar Tree is up $1.25. That's 20%, 25% inflation. The stuff isn't even good anymore. Now to try to soften your blow, they have sections of different things. I want to get into all kinds of stuff. There is a female who refused to forfeit tournament instead of competing against transgender men. I love it. 8 juveniles arrested and faced murder charges and beating death of Jonathan Lewis. What's this world coming to? Former Chiefs wide receiver Devin Wiley dead at 35. Another dead suddenly, died suddenly. Rashida Tlaib needs to resign. She was a part of a private secret Facebook group that's sympathetic to Hamas terrorists. She supports, I mean, Rashida Tlaib does not hide the fact that she supports killing Jews. She might call Trump Hitler, but she stands with the genocide and killing of Jews from Hamas. Yes, the Secret Service has gotten DNA off the Coke. It's been proven. I mean, they know who it belongs to. So much I want to get into, folks. Don't forget this.
Hey there, my name is Noni Jones. I am a preacher, I'm an author, and I also serve as Chief Content and Partnerships Officer for YouVersion, the maker of the Bible app. I am so excited to get to turn my attention with you to what the Word of God is saying to us today. Before I do that, I want to ask you a simple question. Have you ever experienced heartbreak? I'm not talking about disappointment. I'm talking about a pain that was so real and so deep that you actually felt like your chest was caving in from the weight of it. Have you ever experienced a situation that made you question whether God could ever heal the pain? I want you to think about that and answer it on the next slide.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Psalms 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds, man. Yes, sir, folks. I want to see if I can get this to work. I want you to hear this. This is, let's see if I can get this to work. We'll find out.
Importantly, she taught me to forgive. I was pitying fools before I got to be Mr. T. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, if Jesus forgave, I have to forgive.
Yeah.
Don't just say I'm going to go to church on Sunday. We are the church. Maybe where we go, we're supposed to tell people, like one of my prayers, I say, Lord, I pray that when they see me, let them see you. I pray that when they hear me, let them hear you. Anytime somebody try to ego stroke me, I say, I just thank God. Hey, Mr. T, you looking good. I thank God. I used to think I was something. I know I'm something now. I'm a child of God.
That's Mr. T. He's always been an outspoken Christian and stuff. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And that's one of the things, you know. They had, where is it? There was a, where is this? House Dems hold roundtable to discuss nationwide gun emergency. They want a table. I grew up in a time when we had unlocked trucks with loaded shotguns in the back of the truck in gun racks. You ever remember that movie, Wayne's World? A gun rack?
Yeah.
I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns, which would necessitate a rack. What am I going to do with a gun rack? You know what, Wayne? You're going to lose me. I lost you 2 months ago. Are you mental? You know, we had people that would go hunting after school, and they had unlocked trucks with fully loaded shotguns. Where were the people? Where were the shootings? I don't remember anyone taking and breaking into the car, grabbing the shotgun, running into school, killing people. You know those prank shows that there's like a British family where everyone like dumps water and does all kinds of pranks on them, each other? That's what we did in school. Everyone made fun of everyone. You might beat up on a kid, but it was for the fun of it, and then they would beat up on you, and it was all in fun. You weren't like really beating up. You just kind of like, hey, you pick on him. I mean, there was a time where we sat there and we'd sit there and take a bunch of ketchup packets and tear them open and just throw them out on the floor to see what happens if someone steps on them and all the ketchup goes everywhere. We did. But if someone got seriously hurt, you'd have been like, okay, we need help, you know. And we got a problem in this country. We have kids getting a hold of guns and killing people. Why are they? Why are, it's like Glenn Beck showed that video, and it's kind of off topic, but it's going to come full circle, and you'll understand what I'm saying. When they showed this video, it looks like a Marine Corps training video, like an Army, like, training video. You know, they're sitting there, and they have, like a monkey bar that kind of goes down and up and down and up, like in a V pattern. And they show them climbing the rope up to, like, the top and all this stuff, and it was like gym class. It wasn't military. It wasn't army. It was like a gym class thing. Holy Toledo's Batman. Now it's like, my hair's going to get messed up. Yeah, so I really can't. I got a doctor's note. I can't swim. So when we do the swimming, I can't really be swimming right now. So, no. I might injure myself, and you know, we can't have that. So, I'm exempt from gym. I've got glasses, and you might break the glasses, so I can't yeah, I can't be involved in gym. I got a doctor's note. Yeah, so no. Yeah, so I'm just going to sit and do nothing. Are you kidding me? I'm paraplegic. I don't care. You're going to climb that rope. Okay. We're going to help you. And not today. I mean, you have people that, you know, cheer them on no matter what it was. It's funny when you have gym class, like the people that were like the nerdy type people that were like no good, but always like do really good when you play like at like gym class or play like softball or something outside. And all the like jocks, like the really big sporto guys would always like be horrible. You know, it's just one of those things. Not today. You know, but my full circle thing with this is when I was a kid, you did gym. You go back to the 60s, it looks like something out of Army, like an Army recruitment video. And they're on like the obstacle course. Now today, how dare you make my kid run? Are you kidding me? You know how much expensive hair products are, and you're going to have him go through gym, and then she's going to have to comb her hair again and use product again? Well, then she can wait to do her hair until she's out of gym. That's fifth period. Are you kidding me? You expect my daughter to go four periods without her hair being done? Are you going to pay for all that product so she can do her hair twice? She should be grateful she has hair. This, excuse me? What are you saying? That's today's kids. You go back to the 60s, it looks like something out of like an Army training video. This is Fort Benjamin Harris Army Training Corps. This is the obstacle course video. No, that's not an Army course video. That's actually kids in high school gym class taking and climbing the rope and doing real physical activity. Yes, this is an actual car from 1993. It's a Chevy truck with a gun rack in the back with two loaded shotguns, and it was unlocked. And no one took the guns and shot up the school. You would never think today of, how dare you, a kid brought a gun to school? Heck, we would have loaded shotguns in the back of the car because people weren't stupid. We knew God. People weren't just killing people. Oh, but, I mean, we got to ban guns because of bad people. How was my gun? I pray to God I never have to shoot anybody. I pray to God that, but don't worry, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. We need to take away guns from law-abiding citizens because they're the problem. We gotta take away, and when they can't take away your rights, they're trying to figure out the Supreme Court has basically ruled that we have the right to keep and bear arms and to not be infringed. How do we gotta get around the Constitution? They've got to get around this idea that a law-abiding citizen has a right to protect himself and his family. How can we stop a law-abiding citizen from having a gun? We got to find out some way to convince people that bad people and people who shouldn't have guns aren't the problem. It's the gun that's the problem. You know, I don't hear anyone saying when people die from drinking and driving that we need to ban cars. Yeah, I'm starting Mothers Against Cars. I'm for Americans Against Cars. Yeah, well, no, we're an organization that we're trying to ban cars, all forms of transportation, because, you know, I mean, the only way we can stop drinking and driving is by banning cars. You know, if there's no cars, no one can die from drinking and driving. Imagine how much money you'd save if you didn't have to have a car or pay for insurance. No gasoline, no nothing. You'll save hundreds. Probably more than hundreds. It takes about 100 just to fill your tank. Yes, I'm starting an organization called Americans Against Cars. We're trying to ban cars to stop drunk driving. But it makes about as much sense. Female pool player forfeits tournament instead of competing against transgender opponent. I love it. I love it. I love it. People standing up, no, sorry. You wonder if that's like a final match, if it would be like a final tournament. Yeah, I'm not playing. No, sorry. Would he just automatically be declared the winner? Lame Pinches made it all the way to the finals at the English Pool Association 2023 Championship. The champion of champions ladies on Sunday and opted to forfeit in protest of competing against a transgender named Harriet Hay. I hate this transgender. A woman forfeited because she refused to play against a man in a women's pool tournament. Call it what it is. I'm even calling out Breitbart right now. It's a man trying to compete in women's pool. Don't think so. I hate this transgender. You're not transgender. You're a man who wants to dive in the women's diving. You're a man who wants to swim against women in freestyle swimming. You're a man who wants to run against women in track. You're a man who wants to play women's basketball. You're a man that wants to compete in women's bowling. You're not trans anything. You don't just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden you're a different gender. Sorry. I'm going to take these transgenders in 200 years and dig them up and you're going to find a male or female. You're not going to... Well, actually, archaeologists have discovered a woman from 300 years ago that they believe was actually the opposite gender. No. It's not going to happen. Sorry, folks. Mm-mm. But we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. That is 1 Thessalonians 4:9. You got to love each other. You got to put God first. Watch him work. Nip. She is a trans. Yes, I'm a talking. So yeah, I believe I'm a cigarette. So I'm a talking Marlboro Red. Yes. They used to have that. I bet you can't smoke down to where it says Marlboro. And I went to somebody, because the whole point is when you smoke all the way down there, I never heard it say Marlboro. So some guy tried to do it to me. I said, I bet you $100 I can smoke it to where they have on the filter or on the paper where it reads Marlboro. The words Marlboro are printed. No, $100 if it's not going to say. Okay. Now, what do you mean by it's not going to speak to where it's written? Because I called his bluff, because that was the whole thing. Hey, you owe me $100. He didn't say that. I'm like, I ain't paying you, because it's cheap. You know, all these little things we used to do when we were kids. Oh, yeah. I identify as a talking Marlboro cigarette. Yeah, that's what I am. Yeah. No, this trans crap is just BS. Call it what it is. It's men trying to compete in the women's sports, whether it's women's bowling, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's baseball, they play softball, women's pool, women's darts, women's gymnastics, swimming and diving. They're just a man trying to compete in a woman's sport. That's all it is. That's right, folks. There's no such thing as trans anything. You're a biological man trying to compete as a woman because you're no good. And because if you were good, you would compete as a woman. It's sickening when you have people that identify, I'm a man, I identify as a trans woman. And they said, oh yeah, we have to shower with the dude. And 80 to 90% of the time when we're showering, he's got a rock, he's got a hard on. Oh, but he's just someone that's abusing the system we have now that, like when I was in sixth grade, dude, if I could, I got a golden ticket, I get to go into the girls' locker room and see him undress. And let me tell you, I know a bunch of us back in the day, if we could have gotten into the girls' locker room to see them undress, yes, I think I'm a chick. Yeah, you have to, oh yeah, demonize the women for not letting me be who I truly am. Yeah, so they're the problem, not me. I know a lot of kids, they may not come out in public and admit it, but they're like, man, if I could have said I was trans, if I could get into the locker room in 6th and 7th grade to see my crush naked and be kind of bad because then I wouldn't be able to date him because, of course, I'd have to be supposedly interested. No, I'm a trans lesbian. Yeah, I'm a guy that believes he's a woman who's a lesbian. And I'm just trying to hypothetically work it out so that you can still be with your crush, even though you're in the, you know, we would have, there were some people that would have been all over that to see their, I remember we used to take underwear in like sixth grade and throw it in the locker room of the women, so you'd have to try to go get it. Those were the days. Now you have people that are no good. I believe I'm a woman. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. You're a man trying to compete as a woman. Get over yourself. 8 juveniles arrested face murder charges and beating death of Jonathan Lewis. Are you kidding me? This is a world without God right here, folks. This is a world without God. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. That I was ever in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. Not today. I'm bored. Let's go beat someone up. Let's knock this dude out. I'm bored. Let's go up to random strangers and punch them and knock them out. Yeah, that's what we're going to do because we're bored. 8 juveniles arrested. I wouldn't be able to have comprehended this. Wait a minute. Kids killing other kids? Bart News has reported that Lewis was beaten by a mob of 15 just blocks away from his high school in Rancho High School after standing up for a smaller friend who the mob had put into a trash can. They need to be tried as adults. They need to be tried 100% as adults. anyone there should be charged with first-degree murder. And I think they need to put them in jail until they give them a life sentence where they're there till they die. Or put them in maybe you need to bring them in like a slave camp. Okay, you do something wrong like this, you go to a slave camp. Good luck. You work 15 hours a day. Chain gang. The Las Vegas undersheriff, Andrew Walsh, saying 8 individuals will be charged with the crime of murder. There were 15 there. Why aren't all 15 being charged? I might actually reach out to the Las Vegas undersheriff and try to see if I can find out and I hope that they're being charged full-fledged, they're being full-fledged as adults, because this is wrong. I mean, this is a world without God. People are, how dare you? You pick on, I got picked on when I was in school, but then a bunch of people picked on me, but then a bunch of us picked on them. Like, okay, these 5 people would pick on me, and then 4 of those guys, there'd be 5 of us. 4 would pick on me, then 4 of us would pick on this person. Everyone picked on everyone. Everyone made fun of everybody. It was fun. We didn't take it. It wasn't like, okay, if they threw you in the trash can, okay, get your butt out of the trash can and kick some butt. And if you didn't stand up for yourself and kick some butt, you're done. It's sad. It's what happens when you get a world with God not in it. That's the problem. You can't discipline anybody. When I was in school, if you got in trouble, you got beat by the teacher, and then you got beat at home. But we don't need to write to you about the importance of loving each other, for God himself has taught you to love one another. I mean, I would not have known what to do if I heard a story when I was in high school of 15 kids beating someone to death. I wouldn't have been able to comprehend it. But then, I grew up in a different era. We had fully loaded shotguns in the back of unlocked trucks in gun racks. And people weren't grabbing the guns. They weren't taking them. They weren't blowing people's heads off. They weren't going to school and killing everybody. But now we've got problems with, oh yeah, that's right, we need to take away guns from everybody. Remember my organization I'm starting, Americans Against Cars, AAC, Americans Against Cars. It's an organization designed to ban cars completely and totally, to stop drinking and driving. No, we're not going to get rid of alcohol. We're not going to wake people up. We're not going to do education. We're just going to ban cars. Sorry if you don't drink at all and it's an inconvenience. Hey, folks, don't be a bigot. Don't go driving a car. You are a bigot. If you're going to drive a car knowing that people are killed by drinking and driving every day. Every day people die from drinking and driving, but you're going to still get behind the wheel of a car. You're not going to, like, support a car ban. You're a law-abiding citizen. Why does it matter? It doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a law-abiding citizen. You should not be driving a car. You should not own cars. We need to ban cars to stop drinking and driving. That's what AAC is all about, Americans Against Cars. We're going to ban all cars, buses, and anything so that we can protect people from drinking and driving. If there's no cars in America, you don't have to worry about anyone drinking and driving, and no one will die from it. Problem solved. I mean, heck, they want to take away my gun to stop psychopaths who grab guns to illegal channels, black markets, that go into schools and kill people. They want me to take away my gun right for something someone else did. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Got about 27 minutes left in the program wherever you're around the world. Former Chiefs wide receiver Devin Wiley dead at 35. There's another, died suddenly. They haven't disclosed the cause of death, but there's way too many people dying way too young. And it's kind of like no one cares. No one cares, folks. Don't worry, folks. I mean, on that line, the Supreme Court has actually refused to take it. They're not going to take up because people wanted them to hear vaccine mandate cases and stuff. And there's, you know, hey, does the governor have the right to say, okay, healthcare workers have to get a vaccine, have to do this, have to do that? A lot of these places, people are getting back pay and everything. And they're having to be rehired no matter what. How dare you? I should have kind of just said, hey, oh, you're going to make me get the vaccine? Okay, well, then I'm quitting and I'm suing. Because they say, and that's another Democrat thing that goes on. They say you got religious exemptions. They never grant any of them. A lot of these situations where they had vaccine mandates, they didn't grant one religious exemption. You could belong to a religion where we don't believe, like, we've had people die because we give it to God and let him take care of it. Oh, they would have lived 100%, but no. And that's what's going on, you know. You can, no matter what, like in the military, they said they were like, I don't think they granted one religious exemption. And it's like, and it all falls back on you, like, these vaccinated people are going to be harmed by you who is unvaccinated. Like, you have been given a shot that's supposed to keep you from getting this virus. But wait a minute. I'm supposed to get back to, we can't get back to normal until everyone gets vaccinated. How are we going to get back to normal if the unvaccinated people are going to contaminate the vaccinated people? That's basically seriously, they're basically saying that because I'm unvaccinated, I'm going to be a harm to the vaccinated. Seriously, like, I'm wearing all this safety, I'm wearing a hazmat suit, but because you're not vaccinated, you're going to make me sick. No, if I'm going to make you sick, you need to question the vaccine. You need to question your safety equipment because if you get in the car wreck and the seatbelt don't work and your mom dies, you're not going to be saying, praise the seatbelt. No, you're going to be like, I want to find out what's going on. Why did this seatbelt not protect my mom? Why did this airbag not work? You wouldn't be sitting there saying, well, folks, I'm the governor of New York, and I want you to know that all healthcare workers are going to be forced to get the vaccine. They have to. You ain't got a choice. There ain't no religious exemption, nothing. Because the problem is, folks, you're going to be a hazard to all those people in that hospital if you're not vaccinated. How am I going to be a problem? If you've gotten the shot, if the vaccine does what it's supposed to do, only the unvaccinated should be getting sick. And we shouldn't be getting that sick because we should be getting immunity. We should be building up antibodies. But you got to remember, there was a time, folks, this is the 7th refrigerator truck to go to New York today. They're shipping up, you know. Yeah, folks, we are desperately in need of ventilators. We need ventilators so bad. What's going on? And then like 3 days later, Trump sends like a billion ventilators to New York, and they didn't need them, but they were just trying to do anything they could to make Trump look bad. And then when he gives them the ventilators, stop sending ventilators. Then like a week later, we don't need ventilators. What the heck? Well, yeah, you were hoping that it was you were hoping that the ventilators you didn't need were going to take forever to get there. And since they were going to take forever to get there, you could blame, look at this administration. They're so da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Trump had ventilators there so fast that they didn't need it in the first place. They were just trying to ask for something they didn't need, hoping it would take forever for the ventilators to get there so they could blame Trump for not being on the ball, and then they could make up people. They can make up crap about people dying because they're not getting ventilators. And Trump bombarded them with so many that they're like, crap, we don't need these. And then it was found out that they had tons in storage and all this stuff, and they weren't needing them at all. They were just trying to make Trump look bad and backfire beyond belief. But then there are people that no matter what, I mean, if you ever seen Blossom, Miley Blinker, I think is her name, she does Jeopardy, and she was on The Big Bang Theory. She doesn't know what to think now, because all these people that she thought were her friends were like pro-terrorists, pro-Hamas. All these Democrats, like she said, like, my son had like these five universities. He wanted to go to one of these five. It's his dream. And all of them have huge, massive pro-Hamas rallies, like anti-Jewish stances. Like, we do not stand with Israel. We support the genocide of Jewish people. We support Hamas. And she's like, wait a minute here. My son ain't going to some university that's pro-Hamas, that wants to kill Jewish people. And she's like, all these people that I thought were my friends and all this stuff, now I'm finding out they're supporting Hamas. Well, Rashida Tlaib even belongs to a private Facebook group sympathetic to Hamas terrorists. You can't make this up. A private Facebook group sympathetic to Hamas terrorists, and that's what happens. The Jeopardy host, Miley Blinker, that was Blossom, and she was also on The Big Bang Theory, she has been coming out. She's floored. I think her son wants to go to like five universities. He's going to be 18, and every one of these universities that her son wants to go to have pro-Hamas stances.
Minutes.
Pro-Hamas stances, they are anti-Israel, anti-Jewish. Junk. Yeah, it's like the coupon.
Okay. Okay,
it's on the dining room table. Yeah, my producer just got home, but I mean, to see someone like Miley Blinker that's, like, very liberal come out and say, wait a minute here, my son wants to go to these five universities and all of them support Hamas and killing and genocide of Jewish people? Okay. But, I mean, Rashida Tlaib being in a private Facebook group sympathetic to Hamas terrorists, like that surprises you? I mean, this isn't even a surprise. It's reported that the Secret Service found DNA on the cocaine in the White House that we know is Joe Biden's son's, Hunter. We know it's Hunter's. Are you kidding me? The Coke Gate. Oh, man. I mean, the Bidens make Watergate look like it's like nothing. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous, folks. But don't worry, folks. You know, the most secure place on Earth, the White House, besides maybe Area 51, and we don't know. Move along. I swear, like the Biden administration's White House and Secret Service people are like, what do they have? A whole bunch of people like Officer Barbary? Well, nothing to see here. What do you mean nothing to see here? There's DNA here. No, that's not really DNA. You wonder if they have that evidence or if it was like when Jeffrey Wigand became the head of research and development for Brownings and Williamson Tobacco, and he's like, wait a minute here. I don't know about tobacco. I mean, nicotine at the time. But this is carcinogen. And when he was calling out stuff that was in cigarettes that was carcinogenic, that this dude ain't going to play ball. And he said it was hard to be a turncoat when you're making $400,000 a year. But, you know, you wonder if they like, like somebody wanted to, tried to do the right thing and like, no, like, and were threatened, like, you shut up and Secret Service, you're the one. You keep my cocaine addiction hidden from everyone. I was at the White House and doing coke. I mean, the shock, I mean, like, the shock is if it wouldn't be. It's not Hunter Biden's, really? Oh, it's someone in his administration, but it's not his? I'd be more shocked if it wasn't his. And it was like someone at the White House, you know? Cocaine Joe. I mean, heck. Supposedly, Biden is giving $10 billion to Iran. Iran can hardly believe its luck. Having an obedient and subservient American president in Brandon. The Xinhua News has reported Tuesday that Biden is likely to agree with Iran's getting access to $10 billion currently sanctioned dollars. Yeah, that sounds like someone that's pro-Israel there. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's Iran, man. It's $10 billion. Don't worry. It's okay, folks. It's okay. You know, UK socialized healthcare system has been accused of murder after removing a baby girl from life support against his parents' wishes and even blocked the parents from seeking private care because the parents wanted to keep the baby alive and the UK socialized medicine system basically said, nope, took her off life support, killed her. But they want that here. You don't understand. Socialized medicine is so much better. Yeah. I can't wait till you have a baby and you want to keep alive. Sorry, folks. We can't allow you to seek access to private care, and we're not paying for her anymore, so we're just going to let her die. It's bad enough in this country you have, like, medical insurance. Yeah, I've done 7 tests, and now I'm ready for this test, and then you switch insurances. Yeah, no, we just can't start with this. I just got my results today from this test number 7. I've done all 7 of these. They're all negative. Well, instead of them paying for you to do this one test, and you've just done in the last 2 weeks all these other 7 tests to rule out anything. Oh, no. You have to start all over again and spend even more money. Oh, so now I guess I got to... And then when you go to the doctor, what are you having this for done? Well, the new insurance is demanding I have all these tests done, even though I just had them done. And the person I'm referring to had letters from the doctors. It's pointless to do all this. We've done it. They didn't care. It's the broken medicine. It's like they had, like, this lady, like, if a trans woman comes into your, like a biological male saying he's a woman, comes in saying he's pregnant, are you going to check him for that? I told someone, heck yeah, I'd be coming up, yeah, we're going to do an x-ray, nuclear x-ray, CAT scan, MRI, contrasting MRI, contrasting CAT scan. I'm going to come up. I want to do everything, any test you can possibly do. I want her blood drawn. I want every test. I want enough blood drawn to do any blood test that is out there. If you can test your blood for it, and there's a, I want it done. I want every single solitary, even if it's an experimental thing that they can take your blood and put it in a vial and they put the stuff and they test it. If there's 75 different blood tests you can do, get enough blood to do all 75. I want to test everything. Do a urine test, a drug test, I don't care. I'm going to rack up like a $1 billion bill. What the heck? And my buddy's laughing. He goes, why are you laughing? Hey, this guy thinks he can get pregnant when he's got a male private part down there. What the heck? I'm going to rake up the bill. Folks, it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. This is what happens when you have a world without God. This is what happens when you don't grow up learning that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, and no one can get to the Father except through him. God has called us to live holy lives, not impure lives. We're not perfect. God's the only perfect person. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of Jesus Christ to live in a way that pleases God as we have taught you. You live this way already, and we encourage you to do so. Yeah, there's consequences in the Bible if you don't follow God. There's no consequences anymore. Kids get away with anything because you can't beat their butt. You can't beat their ASS anymore. When I was a kid, you got your ass whipped at school by the teacher if you got out of line. And when you got home, you got your butt whipped. I never did because my mom worked for the school district and it'd be so, I wouldn't even leave. She'd probably be, yes, your mom. They would call me down to the secretary's office for the principal. And they were like, yeah, your mom's on the phone. She is very irate. My parents would have been like, have your way with them, because just know that if your teacher has her way with you, we're going to have our way with you when you get home. Not today. How dare you? Because there's, you know, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in the way that pleases God. 15 people beating up on a kid, that's pleasing God, because they don't read the scripture. They don't read the Bible. There's no morals. There's no values. I'll give you a fine example before getting to Premier League if I have time. We used to put smoke bombs in this apartment's dryers. We used to do all kinds of wild stuff back in the day, and I guess it was an undercover agent. An undercover agent. They think he was not real, but we got like it got the police involved, and that was a wake up call. And we stopped doing that stuff. We screwed around, but we got that. That was our okay. Yeah, okay. Cops got involved, so we can't do that. That was our biblical moment in the way, like, hey, and you know, and we turned from that because we wondered if we'd be like carjacking and stuff and doing all kind, because we used to do all kind of wild stuff. Let me see where I'm at. 7 minutes. I'm going to get into some Premier League news. I think this is going to be interesting to see what's going on. Because Richard Arnold was supposedly gone. He has been X'd. it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Richard Arnold and Murtaugh is supposedly next. I think Ten Hag's put this money invested into the club, and he's like, well, I think the Glazers could still stay around for a long time, but I hope that you have Sir Jim saying, hey, this we need to get this club back to the way it was. Now, I don't know. Would you as a Manchester United fan say, well, hey, if he's doing what's best for the club, well, that's getting the Glazers out, my opinion, but that's me. But I think, honestly, if you want to know I want Glazers gone. But if Sir Jim turned this club around and we started doing very well, and would you be like, a lot of people would be like, yeah, well, Sir Jim's kind of taking over the football. Yeah, these guys are the owners, but he's running the football side of it. So who cares if they're the owners still? We're back to our winning ways. Yeah, I want to win. I didn't care for the Glazers when they were here. I think near the end with Alex Ferguson, he's like, I've done everything I could with the players I have. I'm producing miracles. And I think when he stepped down, because of why he had to step down, I don't think if he had this, I don't know if he could have continued. He was, you know, that team needed a full makeover when Robert Van Persie and all that stuff, man, that was, it's time for you to stand behind your new manager. And I'm like, I don't know. I hope this is a positive of things to come. That Richard Arnold and Murtaugh's potentially next. And he can say, hey, I'm pumping this much money in here. I want to see some return on my investment. You're not just going to milk this club you're not going to milk this club dry. If I'm putting this money in here, I want to turn this thing around. It's going to take some time. I would honestly say, give me 7 players gone and 7 players in. And that's a start. The problem you had is you had some players that wanted to go last year, this summer transfer window, and yeah, we want way more than they're worth. So no, sorry. Yeah, players like Harry Maguire that would rather sit on the bench and make more money than play for less. Sancho. Oh, yeah, that's right. Sancho. You know, bygones got to be bygones. You got to sit there and, okay, if you can't make it work. And I think Ratcliffe's going to come in and say, hey, this is a laughing stock. He's playing FIFA World Cup on his PlayStation, making 300 grand a week. You either change your diapers and get on that pitch, or bye-bye. I'm not doing good enough? What's wrong? See, I miss the days of Neil Storey and Roy Keane getting at it in the locker room, because Roy Keane thought that Neil Storey wasn't playing to his potential. He could be better than that. Not today. I don't understand. Ten Hag said I wasn't playing good enough. I thought I was putting in a college try. Derek Ten Hag, he can go suck it. I'm a good player. I'm putting in a good effort. No. Okay. Ten Hag. What's up? You say I'm not playing to my. I'm not doing good enough. What? How can I improve? What? What? What can? What do you? I think I'm doing good. Obviously, I'm not. How can I improve? What should I do? If you don't do that, okay, you're here? Oh, I've been here for an hour. I've been on the bike. I'm training. I'm doing this and that. Be the first one there, last one gone. Pardon me. But there you go. Not today. Instead of either stepping it up and kicking it up a notch or finding out what you're doing wrong and how can you improve to be even better, I'm just going to piss and moan and blame. I'm just going to play FIFA World Cup on my PlayStation and get paid $300,000 to do it in wine. I hope. What they need to say is, okay, your pay's suspended. Sorry, you ain't on the pitch. You ain't Harry Maguire. Your pay's suspended. You earn it. You're not just gonna get paid to sit on your tail. You have the opportunity to go somewhere and get paid to play. You're not gonna sit on the bench and get paid. No, not today. Not on my watch. So I hope this is some positives of things to come. We'll have to wait and see. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Monday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.